This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell, McPherson Sports Talk Show.
I'm not a huge Beyonce fan.
I don't really know her music that much, except when I was a boy or something.
Listen Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Sheebrick with a pass left corner, had open three for the tie. Good! Riley had knocked down a three!
According to Jim, is your home for the McPherson Bullpups.
Pyle dribbling in and a one-handed jam! This place is rocking! And Pyle with 15 as he slams it down with authority!
Everything happening in the sports world.
Could be another one.
Here comes Jake with a left-handed jam! T-Boy, we're rolling here at the lineup!
And even some things not happening in the sports world.
Steve has a great feel for Lifetime movies, despite 5 minutes ago saying, I don't know what Lifetime movies are.
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's Jim Joyner and Steve Sell.
Let's do this thing. Another edition of According to Jim right here on 96.7 FM KBBE. Or for those of you listening online, worldwide, at midkansasonline.com. I'm Jim Joyner, and a very short show today.
You looked at me when you said short show, being that I'm...
The emphasis on the short.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't call you short. I just said we have a short show.
Okay, well...
Well, joining me, as always, the tallest man in McPherson, Mr. Steve Sell. If we lined up all the men in town, where do you think you would be? What percentile of height would you be? Because there's got to be some dudes out there that are shorter than you.
Yeah, there are, but not
maybe
many.
Some older guys that have shrunk a little bit that were taller than you.
That's the biggest problem, though. I'm going to be shrinking here before long. Then I'll really be small.
How tall was your dad?
My dad was 5'7".
Did he get shorter and shorter?
Yes.
Well, then that's the path for you.
I know. But my dad also weighed 185 pounds.
So there's hope for you.
Yeah, well, yeah. When I had my physical, I was 146.
Look at you.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I weighed 146.
Yeah. Well, I get up generally during the winter when I'm not playing golf all the time.
It's hibernating season.
I get up to about 155.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, we have a short show today because the Royals will take our airwaves at 12:30. I know Casey here from the radio station doesn't like it when you say airwaves.
Airwaves?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. She just thinks that's like an antiquated term. Well, but they will be all over our airwaves starting at 12:30. So that means we've got to get out of here at like 12:28.
Okay.
So keep your eye on the clock. That gives us about 6 minutes here.
Okay.
For show number 193.
Ooh.
We're making our way along.
Will I be gone when number 200 comes along?
Yeah, but I'll be gone too.
Oh, okay.
So we'll both be here. It will just not be on the projected date.
Okay.
Steve, the Royals, they secured a winning homestand last night.
Yeah, they've won 4 out of 5, and realistically it should have been 5 out of 5. The bullpen just absolutely threw up all over themselves in the one game. So they should have a 5-game winning streak, and they need to win today because they're going to New York tomorrow where they'll lose 4. You know, they won't beat the Yankees in any of those games. There's not a prayer. Danny Duffy, I believe, is throwing today, if I recall.
Duffman.
And he's been really good. Danny Duffy has turned things around for the Royals.
There was some drama with Danny Duffy yesterday on social media because he changed up something on his profile. And everybody was looking at it and going, uh-oh, he's changing some information on his profile. That means he's getting ready to leave.
I think
he's going to be okay. And he just responded and was like, guys, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, I think Danny Duffy wants to be a Royal. And it's hard to find guys right now that want to be a Royal for life. You know, and... He, you know, when he's on, he's as good as any pitcher there is in baseball. He really is. He's been, the last 5 or 6 games, he has been nails. And the thing about Danny Duffy, it's all between the ears with him. It really is. He's a guy whose mental makeup has to be, you know, spot on when it is. He's really good.
What about Brandon Mauer still getting all of his chances?
And well,
Kansas Ned Yost and the staff being very supportive of
Kansas
him.
Kansas City Star ran a story today. Brandon Mauer, who I expected to be released yesterday because he has just been beyond awful. I think he's got an ERA like 15 since he's been recalled from Omaha. Blew the game the other night. He's blown 5 out of 8 save chances. But this is a guy that saved 20 games for the Padres in half a season last year. He's got the arm. He's just got to get it figured out. You know, his curveballs.
Have you seen some of Matt Strom's numbers with the Padres?
No. I'm almost scared to.
They're really good.
Well,
he's got some long hair now, too.
He does. And Matt Strom, I really thought, you know, he's from Neosho County.
Yeah.
Played at
Neosho. Steve Murray.
Yeah. Played at Neosho County.
I think he's from North or South Dakota.
Where Marcus McDaniel played.
Yeah.
And
the show. Showtime.
I liked his makeup when he was with the Royals. But, you know, you have to give something to get something. They got three. At the time, I thought that was a great deal for the Royals because Trevor Cahill, proven pitcher in the majors. Brandon Meyer had 20 saves because the Royals were kind of looking long-term. They knew that, you know, Herrera would be gone this year. And then there was another, Ryan Buchter.
Yeah.
I don't know where he's at now. I'm not sure he's even in. He was not bad, but then he left, you know, after the season. So now that deal does not look good for the Royals. And now it's Strom for Meyer straight up.
Ew.
And Meyer's not been good. Maybe he'll get it figured out. He can throw hard.
Well, his 10.8 ERA doesn't look great.
No.
Steve, you mentioned Neosho County. I played four games against Neosho County while I was in college. I think we lost them by about a combined 80-2.
Wow.
It was rough.
JUCOs don't normally beat up on four-year schools.
Well, we weren't a normal four-year school.
Okay.
The JV four-year school team, and they were good.
Yeah, well, Neosho's always been good. Steve Murray, really good coach.
They were very good. And they hit about 12 home runs
yeah.
in four games.
Yeah.
I didn't hit a home run.
No. I didn't think you did.
I hit two in high school.
Okay. Okay.
Warning track power.
Yeah.
I couldn't get it over.
Yeah.
As always. Well, we're getting close on time. Royals are going to throw their first pitch at 1:15. Tomorrow, we hope to have Coach Pav on. He's been in Vegas getting his final vacation in before the grind really begins. We hope to have him on tomorrow or maybe Friday, so that way we can preview the Shrine Bowl, which is coming up this weekend, and you and I will be making the trek down to Pittsburgh. I think we can find a Brahms or something there for you.
Well, my aunt used to have a restaurant there, but not any longer. She had a restaurant in Pittsburgh in the mall.
Well, then we might have to go check it out.
The deli.
We could find. I don't think we're going to go to the Pittsburgh Mall.
No.
But we could find something to do.
Yeah, I ought to text my cousin, tell him I'm going to be at the game and see if maybe he'll come out.
It'll be fun. So short show today. We got to get out of here because we're going to bump right up into the Royals radio network coverage and hear what Denny and Steve Fizziok, Steve Stewart, and all of them have to say. So Steve, not the other Steve. Steve, good show.
Oh, great show.
Proud of you.
Yeah.
Some of our best work yet.
Oh, yeah.
Episode 193 was really good.
All 6 minutes of it.
All right, we're wrapping up today's show. For Steve Sell, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell was brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KBBE.